favorite DJs. 1974.
With Ron Turner.
Playing the hits for you.
Kevin
McCarthy, WFIL.
Kevin McCarthy.
WFIL, that's Paul McCartney. Wings and Jet, it's 102. Much more music on a Monday morning. Got Dr. John.
Right place at the wrong time.
WFIL 1973 Solid Gold. That's Dr. John. Right place, wrong time. Some streaking's going on tonight in the area. So I must be at the right place, the wrong time. It's 105 All Hit Music with Kevin McCarthy.
What's red, yellow, white, and sticky?
I know, a Polish 1 cent stamp.
No, it's a WFIL McBumper sticker. And we'll explain that very slowly soon.
Dad just got home early, so it's dinner out tonight. And you want to treat the family, but the budget's pretty tight. Hamburgers, a meal for Dad, they all can have their way. Our specialties, variety, the Great White Tower way.
Variety is a White Tower specialty, all right. Sandwiches, special platters, and complete dinners. White Tower has them all. 100% pure beef, all beef hamburgers from big to giant size. Choice ocean fresh fish fillets served with yummy tartar sauce and tender juicy steaks. Plus French fried or hash brown potatoes. Crispy tasty French fried onion rings. Sumptuous desserts. And of course, White Tower's famous freshly brewed special blend coffee.
You're in happy company when you're eating at White Tower. If you need a change to brighten up your day.
What with Watergate and the energy crisis, let's face it, 1973 wasn't exactly a banner year. Ah, but 74 could look a whole lot better to you if you see it from behind the wheel of a new Town Volkswagen. Fewer stops at overcrowded filling stations is only one of the many advantages of Volkswagen ownership. With VW's new security blanket coverage, you'll have almost worry-free maintenance. Thinking about economy? Then think of this. Town Volkswagen will allow you from $700 to $900 on your 67 VW, $1,200 to $1,400 on your 69, and from $1,700 to $1,800 on your 71 Volkswagen. Town will provide immediate delivery on Dashers, Super Beetles, Beetles, buses, and campers. The time has never been better. The deal's never more fair than right now at Town Volkswagen, 48th and Chestnut Street. But don't take our word for it. Stop into Town Volkswagen or give them a call at SH82900. Yep. 74 might not be a bad year after all. With a little help from your friends at Town Volkswagen, 48th and Chestnut Street, Philadelphia.
How about you?
WFIL, former number one record, that's Barbara Streisand. And the way we were, it's 111, nonstop music with Kevin McCarthy. The 56 forecast, clear and cold overnight. Later on today, sunny in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, low 25. The high should be 45 for today. And right now at WFIL, it's 43. With a piano man, this is Billy Joel.
We're not going to negotiate no more with anyone else. We're going to just do our own negotiations and the hell with the rest of the country.
This voice makes WFIL News. Matt Brenner reporting. Tom Anderson, president of the Pennsylvania Service Station Dealers Association, who says the PSSDA will go it alone in talks with federal energy officials this week in Washington in the association's quest for more gas for the Keystone State's independent dealers.
First of all, they've got the gas to give us because, A, they zapped us out of the gas money. There's no question at all of that. We're getting 85% of 72's allocation. And other states are getting 110% of 72's allocation. Now, there's something totally ridiculous and something totally wrong with any system that sticks it to Pennsylvania. It gives us 85%, 110% to some other state in the Midwest.
The Consumer Federation of America lists U.S. Senator Hugh Scott of Pennsylvania as one of seven senators who did not support the consumer during the 1973 congressional session. The Federation says it based its evaluations of voting on 13 issues affecting the consumer. The Pennsylvania Crime Commission says there is widespread corruption in the Philadelphia Police Department.
56 Newsman Ira Melman has the tale.
The commission's 1,400-page report, compiled after 2 years of investigation, says corruption exists in all 22 of the city's police districts and involves officers ranging in rank from patrolman to inspector. Police Commissioner Joseph O'Neill has had no comment on the report, but Mayor Rizzo says he deplores any attempt to smear the entire police department with frivolous, unsubstantiated, or undocumented allegations. Rizzo says the vast majority of the city's policemen are hardworking and dedicated. Ira Melman, WFIL News.
A local newspaper reports Pennsylvania's Agriculture Secretary James McHale is being investigated for alleged violation of the Federal Hatch Act, which prohibits non-elected government employees whose department receives federal funds from participating in partisan politics. A bill that calls for the death penalty for 9 specified crimes but allows juries to show mercy after considering mitigating circumstances is expected to be approved in the Pennsylvania Senate this week. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection will hold a public hearing today on a plan to extend its current relaxation of sulfur and fuel standards until July 1st. WFIL's Gene Dillard has more.
The department wants to allow the emergency measure to remain in effect because of the continuing shortages in energy supplies. Acting Environmental Protection Commissioner Joseph Barber says the increased sulfur dioxide in the air since the relaxation went into effect has not reached the level to present a threat to public health. Gene Dillard, 56 News, Trenton.
WFIL News Time, 119.
The following message involves a subject so dirty, we find it embarrassing to even talk about it. In case you missed the point, it is simply this. Dirty air caused by automobile exhaust and industrial waste also causes illness in many people, particularly those already suffering from respiratory disease. If you are one of them, inhale indoors until the air clears. Join with your lung association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath.
A California district attorney says he is considering allowing 2 suspected members of the Symbionese Liberation Army to appear on a nationwide broadcast news conference as demanded by the kidnappers of Patricia Hearst. He says the question will be discussed with attorneys for the 2 suspected SLA assassins, Russell Little and Joseph Ramiro. Fire swept through a house at an Irish village 8 miles south of Dublin early Monday, killing a family of 13. Police say Derek and Stella Howard and their 11 children were in bed where the fire started, and neighbors who tried to get into the blazing house were beaten back by smoke and flames. A bomb planted in a truck outside a Roman Catholic church 50 miles south of Belfast exploded Sunday night. Police say a 15-year-old boy was killed and 2 teenage brothers were seriously hurt. Police are not certain whether the boy was in the truck or nearby. His death raises the toll to 964 persons killed in the 4.5 years of sectarian violence in Northern Ireland. U.S. hopes for an announced end to the Arab oil embargo were dashed Sunday when a meeting of Arab oil ministers was postponed at the last minute. The bickering between the 6 oil ministers on the location and time of the meeting indicates conflict over the future of the embargo. A new meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, this one in Tripoli, Libya. The fuel-related work stoppage in West Virginia's coal mines continues. Correspondent David Douglas has a report.
That wildcat strike by more than 26,000 coal miners here in southern West Virginia will not be ending, as many people had thought. Groups of miners met Sunday afternoon at several locations in the southern part here in West Virginia to discuss whether or not they should return to work, and the miners have voted almost unanimously to remain off their jobs. The miners started their strike 2 weeks ago in a protest over critically short gasoline supplies, and although steps have been taken to bring more gasoline into the southern coal fields, the strike continues. West Virginia Governor Arch Moore has taken many steps to make more gasoline available to the coal miners, but the miners say Governor Moore hasn't gone far enough. This is David Douglas in Charleston, West Virginia.
The conspiracy trial of former cabinet members John Mitchell and Maurice Stans goes into its 4th week today in New York. At the last session, the key prosecution witness testified about a mystery envelope containing a black book and a memo addressed to President Nixon's brother Donald. In a cliffhanger move, court adjourned before Harry Sears could be questioned on his testimony. More than 6 million Belgians voted for a new parliament Sunday, an expected swing toward parties favoring more autonomy for the nation's 2 linguistic regions failed to show up in early returns, with
half of the votes counted, the Belgian state TV network computer predicts the Social Christian Party would come out 6 seats stronger, the Socialists would retain their place as second most powerful, and the Liberals in third place. Ethiopia's national trade unions have agreed to end a 4-day nationwide strike after winning sweeping labor reforms. A spokesman for the 85,000-member union federation said the government has accepted all 17 of its demands. Heavy fighting erupted Sunday along Highway 4, where rebels controlled a 6-mile stretch linking Phnom Penh to Cambodia's only deep-water port. Field reports say 18 government soldiers were wounded in clashes 18 miles west of the capital city. Former U.N. Secretary General U Thant is improving at a New York medical center after undergoing surgery for a neck tumor. The 65-year-old Burmese diplomat is expected to be released within a few days. A suitcase crammed with $1 million U.S. dollars was found at the scene of an auto accident in Argentina Sunday. Two men died and one woman is in serious condition, and police are waiting for the injured woman to be able to answer questions about the money. It's been reported that special agents from the Internal Revenue Service are investigating President Nixon's taxes. Correspondent Tom Foley has a report.
In its latest issue, Newsweek says the Internal Revenue Service is in effect conducting a criminal fraud investigation of the president's 1969 income tax returns. The magazine quotes unnamed sources as the basis of its story. And it says that the special agents have interviewed the president's accountant, his former tax lawyer, and a former aide. The IRS special agents conduct only criminal investigations. The problem is that well-publicized donation of Mr. Nixon's vice presidential papers, just when exactly they were given to the National Archives. The White House says it has not been notified of any criminal investigation of the president, adding that it is cooperating with Internal Revenue. Tom Foti, New York.
In sports action last night in the NBA, the 76ers over the Knicks by a score of 109-108. In the NHL, the Flyers got by Buffalo by a score of 4-3. And in exhibition baseball action, the Phillies over Boston by a score of 9-2. WFIL News Time, 1:24.
A career in engineering for a girl?
I like being a woman, but I think I also like being an engineer. And I don't think that there's any difference between the two. I think that you can combine the two, you know, with great harmony. I don't see where, you know, if you're a woman, you can't be an engineer, or if you're an engineer, you couldn't be a woman. You know, like, I still want to keep my feminine ways. You know, I don't want to do anything to make me feel like a man. And as far as I'm concerned, I haven't run into anything, and I don't think I will be running into anything in my profession that takes away any of my... Like, I want to be an engineer, but, you know, I still want to be a woman.
For information on careers in engineering for women, write Engineering, 101 Hammond Building, University Park, Pennsylvania, 16802.
56 forecast.
Clear and cold overnight, sunny in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon. The overnight low 25, the day's high 45, the winds are at 10, WFIL temperature 37. Matt Brenner, WFIL News.
Kevin McCarthy,
WFIL Music.
WFIL, oh, that's great. 1968, solid gold. Aretha Franklin, you better think. It's 1:27, nonstop music with Kevin McCarthy.
Need a little sunshine on my shoulders.
Sunshine.
WFIL, Philadelphia. Nonstop music.
WFIL OJs, you gotta put your hands together now. It's 1:32, nonstop music on a Monday morning. Going back to 1965, the Rolling Stones. Get over my cloud. WFIL 1965, solid gold. Lick Jagger, Rolling Stones. Hey, you get off of my cloud. It's 1:35. All in music time with Kevin McCarthy. WFIL, you just gotta save a little and put a little love away. The emotions and super hit song. And Billy, that's for Trenton from the hit line. It's 1:38, all hit music time. My name's Kevin McCarthy at 56.
If you've been looking for fresh, delicious baked goods, then look no more. Hanscom's is just what you've been looking for. Hanscom's Bakery has been in Philadelphia since 1889. And that means experience that you can trust. They have luscious pies. And for those special occasions, 100 specially decorated cakes. Their cinnamon buns are really sticky buns. Excellent quality can also be found in their candies and specialty breads. And by the way, don't forget to check Hanscom's prepared foods.
you'll find they're just the right menu for any meal or snack time. For the best baked goods in the Delaware Valley, it's easy to see why everybody likes Hanscom's, with 19 convenience stores in the area waiting to serve you. Stop by today and find out just how good Hanscom's really is.
Hanscom's has 19 convenient Delaware Valley locations, 907 Market, 8 South 52nd Street, 22 West Chelton, 4669 Paul, and many more. It's 139, much more music with Kevin McCarthy. I want to tell you about the weather forecast. Clear and cold this morning. Later on today, sunny in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon. That's confusing, isn't it? Low 25, today's high 45, and right now it's 43. Holy golly, Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? It's 1:45. Much more music with Kevin McCarthy. Well, keeping up with the tradition of being soft and smooth and nice, the stylistics. Hitbound song, You Make Me Feel So Brand New. WFIO, what do you think about that? Stylistics, Hitbound, You Make Me Feel Brand New. You must like it. There's a hitline request for Pottstown. This morning, it's 1:50 nonstop music with Kevin McCarthy. Got a song here from Mos Sadatas. This is Addis 2. It's a hit right here at 56. At WFIO, Mos Sadatas, Addis 2. It's 1:53. Much more music time with Kevin McCarthy. Hey, a 56 forecast, clear and cold this morning. Later on today, sunny in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, low 25, the high of 45, and right now it's 43 at WFIO. And I got a song from Johnny Rivers, Rocky Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
Philadelphia. Kevin McCarthy.
WFIO, that's Elton John Betty and the Jets. It's 2:03, nonstop music on a Monday morning. Here's Grammy Award winning Stevie Wonder. WFIO, very superstitious because he's a black cat. That's Stevie Wonder. It's 2:06, all hit music time with Kevin McCarthy.
What's red, yellow, white, and sticky?
Oh.
No, it's a WFIO McBumper sticker. Oh. And we'll tell you more about that soon. Lady, control yourself.
Straight through pies make me want to cry. Comes in apple and cherry, makes me feel so fine.
This is Matt Williams, and that's the song that me and the Drydells did up our Drake's Fruit Pies TV commercial. You heard me right, our TV commercial. Now Drake's is inviting you kids, 8 to 16, to make up more TV commercials for your favorite Drake's cake. If you're lucky, yours could be made for TV, just like ours. If you're not that lucky, you still could be lucky enough to win one of 50, that's 50, Kodak Camera outfits. Now dig on the announcer.
For contest entry blanks and all the details, just get a Drake's Cake family pack of Devil Dogs, Fruit Pies, Yankee Doodles, or Ring Dings. Or send your name and address to Drake's, Blair, Nebraska, 68009.
Be cool, baby, but get your thing in by June 30th this year or forget it. So get it together and show them your stuff.
No purchase necessary. All prizes will be awarded. Void where prohibited by law.
WFIO, that's Jim Stafford, Spiders and Snakes. It's 2:10. Good morning, much more music time with Kevin McCarthy. And your 56 forecast looking kind of cold, clear and cold, in fact, this morning overnight. And today, sunny in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, low 25, the high 45. Right now at WFIO, it's 43 with Cher and Dark Lady. WFIO, that's Cher Bono and Dark Lady. It's 2:13, all in music time. And Kevin McCarthy going to smoke in the boys' room with Brownsville Station here.
How you doing out there?
However, I deplore any attempt to smear the entire police department with frivolous, unsubstantiated, or undocumented allegations.
This voice makes WFIL News. Matt Brenner reporting. Eileen Scheer, a spokeswoman for Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo, reading an excerpt from the mayor's written reaction to the State Crime Commission's report on alleged police corruption in the city.
State Crime Commission has leveled serious charges against the Philadelphia Police Department. I have discussed these charges with Police Commissioner Joseph O'Neill, and he has pledged to investigate them vigorously. If criminal action is warranted, he will proceed quickly and without favor.
His Honor, the mayor is not the only one slightly miffed over the scheduled release of that report, which is set for 10:30 this morning. Fraternal Order of Police Counsel Anthony Perillo tells 56 News.
The purpose of the Crime Commission is to recommend legislation to the legislature, not to call press conferences and to give out half-truths or truths that aren't the facts that will never be proven in court. That's a public dissemination. Essentially, that's our position.
Perillo will be in court at 9 this morning, hoping to get an injunction blocking the release of that study. Philadelphia police are probing the stabbing of 24-year-old Larry Scott, who was found with his hands and feet bound early this Sunday morning in the 5200 block of Parkside Avenue. Homicide detectives say they have no suspects in the stabbed death of 60-year-old Samuel Hargrave of Philadelphia. Hargrave's body was found by his wife at their home in the 2500 block of North 3rd Street. Temple University has been told to step up its efforts to get more patients into the recently opened Woodhaven Center for the mentally retarded in Philadelphia. 56 Newsman Tony Bruno has a report.
Welfare Secretary Helene Wolgemuth says she is greatly concerned that Temple, which operates the home, had admitted only 4 residents, although the center is expected to have 165 residents by July of this year. Tony Bruno, WFIL News.
WFIL News Time, 219.
Hotline, you're on the air.
I have a question for the doctor.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Doctor, you speak of cigarette smoking as a major factor in emphysema.
Yes.
Does anything else contribute to it?
As a matter of fact, air pollution is also a culprit.
Air pollution?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, I can quit smoking, but how do I quit breathing?
Well, that isn't easy. Best thing to do is to try to avoid being out for prolonged periods on days when pollution is heaviest.
Thank you, doctor.
Hotline, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes,
sir.
Is there any cure for emphysema?
Well, so far we haven't been able to repair the lung damage caused by the disease, but with proper treatment we can alleviate it to the extent that the patient can live a fairly normal life.
Oh, really?
If we catch it early enough. That's very important.
Well, thanks very much, doctor. I appreciate it.
Hotline, you're on the air.
Doctor, how will I know whether I have emphysema?
Well, early symptoms are usually shortness of breath, labored breathing.
I see. And if I have these symptoms?
Get in and see your doctor right away.
Thank you.
This reminder from your lung association. It's a matter of life and breath.
The kidnappers of Patricia Hearst Sunday night sent a second tape recording in as many days to a Berkeley radio station. It was much clearer than Saturday's tape letter and contained at the end a brief message on how the Symbionese Liberation Army is trying to outfox the FBI. Earlier, a California district attorney says he may allow suspected Symbionese Liberation Army members Russell Little and Joseph Romero hold a requested nationwide news conference. The news conference was demanded by the SLA in Saturday's tape message. The DA plans to meet with lawyers for Little and Romero Monday to discuss the matter. A 4-day-old strike by San Francisco city workers has crippled public health care, transportation, schools, sewage, and other services. No bargaining talks have been scheduled following a breakdown in talks Saturday night. Coal miners in southern West Virginia voted Sunday to continue their 2-week-long strike, protesting state-imposed gasoline purchasing restrictions. They ignored a steel industry warning that the walkout could bring about a huge plant layoffs because of a coke shortage. Energy officials say the end of the Arab oil embargo will not mean an end to shortages. Correspondent David Dyer has a report.
Federal energy officials say it may take up to 6 weeks after an end to the oil embargo before drivers will see more gasoline at fuel pumps. Deputy Energy Director John Sawhill says it takes several weeks for petroleum to be shipped, refined, and delivered to gasoline stations. The Energy Office says even with an end to the embargo, there will be shortages in some places, and the fuel allocation program will probably stay in effect through the summer. Energy officials also say if the embargo is lifted, an important factor will be whether the Arabs increase production and lower their high prices. David Dyer, Washington.
At least 13 persons were killed in Ireland early Monday when fire swept through a private home 8 miles south of Dublin. Police spokesmen say all the victims were members of one family. Most of the victims were overcome by smoke. A bomb blast outside a Catholic church south of Belfast killed a 15-year-old boy and injured 2 of his companions Sunday. The boys out for a drive stopped near the truck minutes before it exploded in the village of Dumontree. Newsweek magazine says the Internal Revenue Service is making a criminal fraud probe of President Nixon's 1969 income tax return. The magazine says the issue is the handling of Nixon's $576,000 deduction for the donation of his vice presidential papers to the National Archives. President Nixon says celebrations for the nation's 200th birthday will begin next March. In a nationwide radio address Sunday, Nixon said there will be many individual celebrations, or as he put it, all America will be in the showcase. Mrs. Pat Nixon leaves today on a six-day, 9,000-mile official diplomatic tour to attend presidential inaugurations in Venezuela and Brazil. A White House spokesman says Nixon plans to accompany his wife to Florida's Homestead Air Force Base, where she will take off on her third solo diplomatic venture since 1969. Golda Meir took the oath of office Sunday to begin another four-year term as Prime Minister of Israel. The action came soon after she barely won approval by Parliament of her new coalition government. In sports action last night in the NBA, the 76ers over the New York Knicks by a score of 109-108. Elsewhere, it was Boston 94, Los Angeles 82, Capital 117, Golden State 107, Detroit down Atlanta 116-111, Buffalo over Portland 122-112, and Houston got by Cleveland by a score of 113-108. In the NHL, the Flyers over Buffalo by a score of 4-3. The Flyers now lead in the NHL's Western Division by 7 points. Elsewhere, it was Minnesota 8, St. Louis 1, Atlanta blank Detroit 4-0, Montreal over Pittsburgh by a score of 5-4, and the New York Rangers down the New York Islanders 4-2. In exhibition baseball action yesterday, the Phillies won their first Grapefruit League game. They crushed Boston by a score of 9-2. WFIL News Time, 2:24.
Hello, folks. This is Lawrence Welk. You can state it in a number of ways. The more you learn, the more you earn. The more you know, the higher you go. The better the scholar, the greater the dollar. It all adds up to one thing. You need a good education if you are to get to keep the good job you want. So this is to urge all you veterans, look into the educational opportunities offered by the GI Bill. You can finish high school, you can go to college, you can go to trade school, you can get on-job training. You get paid while you're in school or training, but the best part is you earn more later on. See VA today.
Forecast. Clear and cold overnight, sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. The overnight low 25, today's high 45, the winds are at 12, WFIL temperature 34. Matt Brenner, WFIL News.
Kevin McCarthy, WFIL Music.
Last time I saw him.
WFIL, that's Diana Ross, former Supreme. And the last time I saw him, it's 2:27. Nonstop Music with Kevin McCarthy. Good morning to you. And a song from Charlie Rich, a very special love song.
For you.
WFIL, Philadelphia. Nonstop Music. WFIL number one song, that is Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun. It's 2:32 with Seals and Crofts. You stop by, I love that song. James Seals, Dash Crofts, 1973 Super Gold. And Diamond Girl, you sure do shine. It's 2:36 All Hit Music Time with Kevin McCarthy. WFIL, that's a fantastic song. Blue Sweet, hooked on this feeling here. It's 2:38 Nonstop Music Time with Kevin McCarthy on a Monday morning. Here's your 56 forecast, clear and cold overnight. Tomorrow or later on today, sunny in the morning. Cloudy in the afternoon, low 25. The ice will be 45, and right now, a WFIL, it's 43 with Ringo Starr. WFIL, Wicked Boogie Till We Die, Oh My My. That's Ringo Starr's new hit song. It's 2:41, all in music time. And my name's Kevin McCarthy. Got a song here from Lamont Dozier. It's super. Trying to hold on to my woman.
I'm just trying to hold on.
From Turner, famous56.com.